Blog Talk Radio. the name of the Lord this morning. How many of you this morning woke up early just wanting God to just touch you with just a drop from Jesus this morning, just one drop, just touch you right now. You need a touch from Jesus this morning. You didn't get up on your own. You realize that you got up by the blood of Jesus, by his mercy, by his grace. Jesus is your all in all this morning. You got up with Jesus on your mind. You got up knowing that all things are possible today only because of your relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I am excited this morning, as I am always excited about just being able to say the name of Jesus. It's something about that name. I don't know about anybody else, but I love the name Jesus. That's the only name that I can say that can soothe my pain, that can wipe away my tears. Oh, my God, that just can make me feel good all over. Jesus, that's an awesome name. Jesus, that's a powerful name. I woke up this morning knowing that I need just a touch from Jesus, just for him to just let a drop fall down on me. I don't need much today, Jesus. I just need a drop, just a drop from you, and everything is going to be all right. Good morning, everyone, this morning. I hope you woke up early this morning with Jesus on your spirit, with Jesus in your mind, with Jesus deep down in your soul. I hope you woke up with thanksgiving in your heart, saying, Jesus, I'm just thankful. I'm thankful today that you have allowed me to be here. I am thankful, Jesus, that you have allowed me to say thank you, Jesus. Somebody wants to say thank you, Jesus, this morning and can't even open up their mouth. I am glad, I am glad, I am glad that I am not in that category, that I can open up my mouth and say, thank you, Jesus. You've been mighty good to me. I am so excited about the opportunity to say thank you, Jesus. I just want to say that a few minutes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for letting just a drop fall down on me. Even me, Lord. Somebody don't understand the definition, the understanding of that song. It says, even me. That means you have acknowledged that you're not worthy for a drop from Jesus. Oh, but I am so glad that he thought enough of me, bad me, messed up me, that he just let a drop fall on me this morning, that I was able to get up and let him know that I still understand. I acknowledge that he still has all power in his hand. I am excited. I know the devil is not excited. He's never excited when I'm on the air. Change the number on me this morning. Oh, but that's all right. Jesus, still let a drop fall on me. I am here. I am ready. Oh, my God. God is with me. Is he with you? Or did you wake up by yourself? Oh, I know the enemy is lying to you right now, telling you that you're not going to be able to make it today. You're going to be able to make it, and you're going to be able to take it. Oh, because King Jesus is on the line. Hallelujah. He's right there with you. You can make it. You can take it. Radio, everybody listening, everybody that will listen later on, I need you to do me a favor. As you walk through your day today, say the name Anita. Call her name. Say, Anita, oh God, lay her name before the Father, her entire family, as we pray for her today. God, strengthen her heart. You know, Lord, that she needs you. Oh, but God, oh, let her be reminded that this is not a sad time. Oh, this is not a sad time, because the one that she called daddy, oh, you called him home to be with you. Oh, but Jesus, you let him be here a long time. 93 years is a long time, Jesus. Oh, but God, you know, as children, oh, there's no time that we want to separate from our parents. Oh, but God, today, we ask that you strengthen her heart right now, her entire family. Touch her right now, Jesus. Wipe away every tear. that you're with her, that you understand how much she loves him, that you understand how much she's going to miss him. Oh, but Jesus, he has a new assignment with you. All the angels in heaven are dancing right now. All they're thankful that he has arrived. Oh, Jesus, hallelujah. Calm the spirits of all his children. Let them know that he's in good hands. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, that he's in good hands today. Hallelujah. Oh, your hands, Jesus. Oh, he's made it home. Oh, this is what he's been working for all his life, to see you. Oh, God, we're just praising your name. Hallelujah, because we know without a shadow of a doubt that he's with you, Jesus. Oh, he's walking with you. He's talking to you. Oh, he's letting them know. Hallelujah. I can see it right now, Jesus, because of his relationship with you. He's putting his demands. Oh, Jesus, I've got to make sure that everything's all right with my babies. Oh, God, bless the name of Jesus. So you don't understand. Some of you don't understand. I've lost both of my parents. I understand. But let me tell you something, baby. They're always with you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When you go through things in life, you can hear their voice speak to you. Oh, sometimes when you're at your lowest point, you can hear them remind you of the things that they've taught you and remind you of the God that they've introduced you to, the one who is with you always. They will remind you that, baby, you can make it. You can take it. It's going to be all right. I am always with you. Never forget that. So today, we will rejoice and be glad. Oh, because Jesus has everything under control. I'm thankful today. Hallelujah. I'm thankful, Jesus, that you let us wake up. Hallelujah. With praise and thanksgiving in our hearts. Just knowing who you are, Lord God. Lord, I thank you right now. Hallelujah. For touching the grandchildren and the great, 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 great grandchildren. Oh, give them all strength today, Jesus, as they walk through this season of their life. Hallelujah. Let them be reminded, Jesus. Oh, God, that you're with them, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. And as their hearts get heavy, Lord God, oh, touch them, Jesus. Give them renewed strength, Lord God. Let them not be sad. Oh, God, let them not mourn. Hallelujah. Let them rejoice. Let them rejoice. Let them rejoice, knowing that he is with you. And Father God, I ask a special prayer today. Oh, for all of the directors, Lord God. Lord God, I never just put out things like this. But God, you put it in my spirit. All of the directors, Lord God, for this new movie, War Room. Oh, bless them, Lord God. Hallelujah. Bless them, Jesus. Let us, oh my God, let us have more movies of this caliber, Lord God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Let us be reminded that we ought to fight on our knees and stop fighting one another and stop fighting, oh my God, our spirit of the enemy. Oh God, we just need to fight on our knees. You're reminding the United States and all of the countries that you have created that it's time out for all of this fighting individuals and fighting one another. Oh, but if we get on our knees and pray, oh, and turn from our wicked ways, oh Father God, you will change things. Things are not changing because we're not praying. Hallelujah, bless the name of Jesus. But I dare you to get on your knees and talk to Jesus about it. Oh my God, don't let the enemy destroy your home, destroy your children, take away your joy, take away your peace because you're not praying. Let him know that he has been fired. He has been evicted. No more. You're not taking it anymore. You're going to take back your peace. You're going to take back your joy. You're going to renew your strength. It's in Jesus. Get on your knees today. Don't just listen to me. Pray with me. Get on your knees. Put on your boxing gloves. Lay everything at the altar. It's time to take it back, United States of America. It's time to walk around miserable and all stressed out. Oh, when I can give it to Jesus. Ooh, do it today. Give it to Jesus and watch how good you're going to feel. You're going to feel so good, so renewed. Give it to Jesus. Get on your knees every day. Every day, not just someday, but every day, you should be talking to Jesus. You should be walking with Jesus. You should be telling him all about it. Stop telling your girlfriends. Hallelujah. Stop telling your men friends. Stop telling your sisters and your brothers. Talk to Jesus about it. They can hear you. Oh, they can be a comfort to you at times. Oh, but Jesus can be a comfort to you at all times. Oh, it's just some things too big for your sisters. It's some things too big for your girlfriends. Oh, it's some things too good for them, too big for your spouses. Oh, you gotta take it to Jesus. 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 Get on your knees. Talk to Jesus about it. Pray without ceasing. That scripture is there for a reason. Jesus knew what we would encounter on this earth. He knew that we wouldn't be able to make it unless we prayed without ceasing. Without ceasing means all the time, day in and day out. When you don't feel like it, when you feel like it, when your body's racking with pain, when you have a headache, when you've been given a bad diagnosis, or when you've been given bad news, you've got to pray. Pray, pray, pray. Don't stop. This is serious, people. This is not a game. Oh, the enemy is after each and every one of us. Oh, your children. He's after everybody. Don't think you exempt. You're not that good. You're not that holy. You're not that strong. You're not that educated. He's after you. Don't be fooled. Don't get it twisted. He would love to corrupt you, to take everything from you, to snatch you out of existence. Hallelujah. And if he can't get to you, he will come after your child. Oh, my God. Your children, your siblings. Hallelujah. Wherever he can get you, he will come after your finances. If you money crazy, that's where he'll come. He'll come after your finances. Hallelujah. All that stuff that you're accumulating, that you love so much, he'll come after it. He'll come after it. He'll come after it. Hallelujah. But I am reminded that no stuff, no amount of money is more important to me than my relationship with Jesus. Oh, if God takes it all, he can replace it all. Hallelujah. Isn't that good news to know that whatever you lose for Jesus, Jesus can replace it. Everything is replaceable. Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. So stop stressing out, worrying about stuff. Hallelujah. Turn it over to Jesus. I encourage you today, find somebody that you can pray with, pray for. Ask God today, not only pray, but take time after you pray to listen to Jesus. Hallelujah. We don't listen to Jesus. We put our petitions before him. How we tell him what we need, but we never listen to what he has to say to us. Oh, that's good news for somebody today. Somebody needs to understand that things are not working out the way you want them because you're not listening. You won't listen to Jesus. You just talk all the time. You just give him all of these demands, all of the things that you need, all of the things that you want, how you feel, how you want to feel. But you ever ask Jesus just one time, Jesus, what do you want me to do? What do you have for me to do? Jesus, speak to me. Jesus, speak to me. Sometimes you've got to ask Jesus to speak to you so you can hear what he's saying. And when he speaks, listen. Listen to Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus does not scream and shout. Oh, he's, oh my God. He speaks in a small, still voice. You've got to listen for Jesus. You've got to be quiet. You've got to be in your quiet space and listen to Jesus. Oh, my God. He can speak to you at any time. How many of you have been driving down the highway and Jesus spoke to you? Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. How many of you have been cleaning up your house and Jesus spoke to you? Oh, it was kind of unexpected, wasn't it? You weren't expecting Jesus to speak to you at that time. had your mind on something else. But the good news is you could hear him when he spoke to you, because he gave you new direction that day. He gave you new instructions. Oh, you were cleaning up, and he stopped you from cleaning up because he had something else ready for you to do. Hallelujah. Sometimes you've got to listen. It's good to listen to Jesus. Oh, Jesus is the only one that you should want to listen to at all times. Whatever you're doing, you stop it and listen to Jesus. Oh, because when Jesus speaks, it's a good thing. Hallelujah. It's a good thing. He's the only one that's going to give you good instructions, good directions, everything that you need. He's going to speak it into your life, and you've got to listen to know what to do, when to do it, and how to do it. So today, right now, I pray that when you get off this line, you spend some time with Jesus, just listening to what he has to say. Just say, Jesus, speak to me, speak to my heart, give me direction. Oh my God, let me know what you have for me to do. I'm available, Jesus. Some of you are so busy, you're not available for Jesus. Holly, you got to be available for Jesus. Remember that Jesus can work it out. You can't work it out, but Jesus can work it out. Jesus can fix it. Don't worry about anything. Oh, Jesus wanted me to remind you yet again. Stop worrying. Stop stressing out. So many of you are worrying. Oh, it's messing with your health. You don't understand it. It's starting to bother you. If things are starting to happen in your body because you're stressing out too much. Oh, my God, let me tell you something. Stress is designed to kill you. I say stress is designed to kill you. Oh, it doesn't do it all at once. Oh, it's a gradual thing, but it will happen. You've got to stop stressing out. You've got to turn it over to Jesus. Remember, you can't fix people. You can't fix individuals. That's Jesus' job. The one who created them is the only one who can change them. Hallelujah. You can plant the seed, but sometimes you've just got to plant it. Your position is just to plant the seed, and Jesus will water it. Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. You can't change people. You stop trying. Just pray for them. Hallelujah. Turn them over to Jesus. Oh, so many things can change in our lives if we just turn it over to Jesus. Oh, and you need to understand that prayer is powerful. Prayer is powerful. Prayer changes things. Prayer changes people. I'm a living witness. Prayer changes things, and prayer changes people. Prayer changes situations. Prayer changes outcomes. Oh, my God. Prayer will protect you. Prayer will protect your children. Prayer will protect your family. Somebody better hear me. Prayer is not something to play with. It's serious. It's a serious thing. You cannot exist on this earth without having a prayer life. I promise you, there's some things that are going to happen. If you don't have a prayer life, keep living. God's going to let some things happen in your life, baby, that you're going to develop a prayer life. Hallelujah. Because it's one thing that I truly do know. Even the enemy knows his name. Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. That is one name that every sinner will utter out of their mouth. Let them get in trouble. Hallelujah. They told you they didn't know him. They didn't like him. They're not going to accept him. Oh, but life can throw some things at them. That's the first word come out of their mouth. Jesus, help me. Hallelujah. In the prison cell, Jesus, help me. God can put you in some situations that you know no other name, or won't no other name come out of your mouth. I would advise you to accept him today while you have a chance, while your will is free. Accept him now. Just call his name. Hallelujah. When you're in trouble, when you're depressed and you're lonely, too much prescriptions. Oh, I don't have anything against doctors. Too many prescriptions being wrote for depression. Too many depressed folks walking around every day. I'm always meeting people talking about they're depressed, talking about they're on medication for depression. I let them know I got a prescription for you. His name is Jesus. He's free. You don't need a copay. You don't need health insurance. Hallelujah. It's Jesus.
Jesus. All you need is Jesus. You don't have to worry about anything else. When you have a relationship with Jesus, stop being depressed. Oh, you have nothing to be depressed about. Jesus loves you just the way you are. Why are you depressed when you have a God like ours? His name is Jesus. He can do anything for you. He can wipe away your tears. There's nothing too hard or too big for God. Hallelujah. It's too big for you, but it's just right for Jesus. How many of you out there have tried him? Know for yourself that he's all right. He is all right. He will strengthen your heart. He will give you peace. He will restore your joy back. He will strengthen your heart. Hallelujah. When you try to fall, Jesus will catch you. And if you fall, hallelujah, he will pick you up. Hallelujah. And turn you back around. Plant your feet on solid ground. His name is Jesus, your way maker, your peace, your joy, your strength, your provider, your protection, your all in all. Oh, my God, bless the name of Jesus. His name is Jesus. He's everything you need. Everything that you will ever hope for is wrapped up in Jesus. J-E-S-U-S, Jesus. Hallelujah. I want you to say that name today. When you get to work, things are not going right. Just say his name, Jesus. That's all you got to do. Oh, nobody will understand. Nobody has to hear you. Oh, but Jesus hears you. He always hears you when you call him. I dare you to call him today. Hallelujah. Put my words, put what I'm saying to the test. I dare you to do it today. When it's when somebody gets on your nerve, when they just trying to mistreat you, when they're trying to backbite you, hallelujah, when they're trying to dig a ditch for you today, just call his name. Just say, Jesus, I need your help. Step in right now. Take control of this situation. Won't he do it? He'll do it. I said he will do it. He did it for me many times. You are fighting the wrong thing. You're fighting the wrong person. Hallelujah. Don't entertain that spirit today. Don't give it the satisfaction of seeing your face upset today. Just call on the name of Jesus. And then after you call on his name, look that enemy in the eye with a smile. Oh, then they need to see that I've just called on my daddy. Hallelujah. And he was for me. I don't have to deal with you today. I've called on King Jesus, and everything's going to be all right. This is going to be a good day today. Hallelujah. Because I know who I belong to. Hallelujah. I know who my creator is. Hallelujah. I know where my strength comes from. I am reminded that no weapon formed against me will ever prosper in the name of Jesus, oh God. I am reminded that the creator of all things loves me. My God will show me grace, will show me mercy today. Hallelujah, because I believe God. I believe in his word. I believe that every word that he says is good. He is a God that cannot and will not ever lie. He is a God of his word. He's a God of his promises. All of his promises to me will be fulfilled in my life. I praise him today. I don't know about anybody else, but this is a good day. This is a good day because God has allowed us to get on this air again to say thank you, Jesus, to let the world know that he is still God. He is still warring on our behalf. Oh, some of you, you know you should have been took out, hallelujah, in a violent way. You've been in places where you shouldn't have been. You've been doing things that you shouldn't be doing. Oh, but God, God protected you. God kept you. And it was not because you were so good. It was not even because you were praying. It was not even because you have a relationship with him like you should. But your mama prayed for you. Your daddy prayed for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Your heart prayed for you. You're walking right now on the prayers of someone else. Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. See, prayer is so powerful. Even when you're too stubborn, open up your mouth. Ooh, even when you're so into your mess that you don't call on the name of Jesus, I can intercede for you. Oh, glory to God. And Jesus will hear when I call on your behalf. That's the kind of God we serve. Even when you're in your mess, you don't have sense enough to open up your mouth to acknowledge him. Jesus, I can intercede for you and turn things around on your behalf. That's how powerful prayer is. You don't need all these weapons. All this gun control and all of this stuff that we're trying to do. You don't need all of that mess. You just need one weapon, and it's called prayer. I dare the world to bind together in prayer and start praying about things. You watch this thing turn around, but we're too busy. The enemy has a lot of you confused. Oh, my God, he has really twisted your mind to believe that he's in control. He's not in control. He didn't create himself. Therefore, he's not in control. Holy Jesus is still in control. He still has all power. There is nothing happening in this world that has not already been written. It will happen. Hallelujah. But Jesus is still God. He's still in control. Jesus is still the Son of God. He is still the Son of God. He is a God that is alive. He is a God that has created all things. No one is higher than him. There is no other God besides him. Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. He will. You will. Every knee. It's in the word. I didn't make it up. It's right there. It says every knee will bow and every tongue will confess. Hallelujah. So that is reminding each and every one of us all over this world, if you have not confessed that he is Jesus, that he is the Son of God, you will. Hallelujah. Oh, because what God says, it will come into existence. Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. I will do it now. Oh, my God, right now. I will let him know that I acknowledge him. Because the things that are happening, you haven't seen nothing yet. Oh, my God. We're talking about Katrina, and that this is walking up on the 10-year anniversary of Katrina, looking at all of the devastation that happened 10 years ago. Oh, but God, but God, but God, but God, but God, but God. Look at so many people who have awesome testimonies about the goodness of Jesus and how he's turned things around in their life and how they were hanging on roofs one day. Now they have home, new homes and professions and all kind of things, Lord God, that they didn't have before. Nobody can do that but Jesus. Hallelujah. I said nobody can do that but Jesus. All of the help and all of the things that happened in those 10 years, people didn't do it on their own. They had to get a touch from Jesus. Jesus is the one who touches your heart to do good and to do right. The enemy never wants you to help anybody. If you're helping somebody, that's not the enemy. He don't want you to help anybody unless you helping them do something evil. Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. Jesus is the one that touches your heart to be a help to someone else, to assist someone else, to put someone else above yourself. Right now, today, I pray that you think of someone else today besides yourself. Don't be selfish today. Help someone else. Assist someone else today. Let them know how much Jesus loves them. Look at their face. God gives us discernment if we have a relationship with him. You don't have to say anything all the time. Sometimes you just look in an individual's eyes and know that it's just time for you to pray for them. Hallelujah. Just pray for their strength. Sometimes God don't want us to say anything. He just wants us to pray about it. Hallelujah. Pray for somebody today. Pray for your boss. Pray for your neighbor. Pray for your friend. Pray for your enemy. Hallelujah. You've got to have a relationship with Jesus to pray for your enemy. Hallelujah, Jesus. You've got to have a relationship with him to pray for your enemy. Oh, but when you know when you can do it, hallelujah, you've matured. Oh, but you have matured in your faith when you can pray for someone who despitefully uses you and mistreats you. Hallelujah. It's a good thing. I love praying for my enemies. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I praise God that I have a relationship with him that I can do that. Oh, God, because when you pray for your enemies, they're not your enemies always. Oh, God will change that relationship. Do I have a witness? God will change that relationship. Where you were once enemies, you're not friends, because God can touch the heart of your enemy. Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. I'm excited today that each and every one of you are going to go out today knowing how much Jesus loves you, and that you're going to develop your prayer life even more. I am reminded, Jesus has reminded me how many people have come through this ministry, and Lord, how I hear from all of them from time to time about how they're thankful of the things that I have allowed them to do. Oh, God, I praise God for that. I praise God because God didn't use me to plant the seed. Hallelujah. Plant the seed and God will water it, that we may have prayer warriors all over this world that are on their knees, that they're on their knees every day praying for someone else, putting their cares aside, but praying for somebody else. I encourage you today to pray for someone else besides yourself today. Don't just tell God everything you want and everything you need. Pray for somebody else today. Pray for someone else today. Just pick someone. Oh, you can pick a celebrity, somebody that you don't even know. Oh, you can. Oh, God will give it to you. Ask God to tell you, to drop it in your spirit who you need to pray for today. Somebody needs, I guarantee you, somebody needs prayer today, and they need you to pray for them. They need you to pray. Your prayer will give them the strength that they need today. Somebody is about to give up, but if God drops their name in your spirit and you pray for them, everything's going to be all right. Everybody's not doing as good as they look, people. I say everybody's not doing as good as they look. They might be looking good on the outside. Oh, but they could be troubled in the inside. Just one prayer from you to the Father on their behalf, we can renew their strength. They'd be all right on the edge, about to give up. My God, about to do something terrible, all because the enemy is speaking into their spirit all those lies with his lying, deceitful self. He's telling them they're not nothing. He's telling them they can't do it. He's telling them to just give up. He's telling them to be tired. He's telling them to be frustrated. Oh, my God, bless the name of Jesus. He's telling them they're going to be alone forever. Why do you want to be here like that? Isn't it easy just to give up? My God, we've got so much to pray for, people. We look at the news every day.
Yes,
you
Lord.
Listen to it. You read the paper. We got so much to pray for. Our knees should be hurting. Oh, my God, I said our knees should be hurting because our world is in such a bad place. Oh, we need to be praying for law enforcement. We need to be praying for our young men. We need to be praying for our young women. Oh, the enemy just roaming to and fro, seeking who he can devour. Don't think that your child is exempt. I say don't think your child is exempt.
Yes,
don't think your sister is exempt. Don't you think your sister is exempt. Holly, don't think your brother is exempt. Don't think your friend is exempt. The enemy is coming forth. He's coming forth with a vengeance. Oh, but if our knees are hurting like they should be, he won't have his way. He won't have his way. We're going to bound him up and throw him back in the pits of hell where he belongs. We need to remind him that his time is truly up. Yeah, it is up. No more of this mess. We're not tolerating it anymore. But we've got to bind together, people, as a nation. We've got to bind together on our knees, not just when something bad happens. We've got to do it every day. Some of you don't pray until something bad happen. You've got to be proactive, not reactive. Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. If you're praying every day, some of these things will not be. Hallelujah. Because you can stop it. You've got to have strategic prayer. Hallelujah. You've got to strategically pray without ceasing. You've got to let the enemy know that God has already shown you what he's about to do, and you're going to pray that thing out of existence before it even develops. That's what God wants us to do. He together in prayer. We can't be playing now. It's not a cute thing. Oh, it's not a little girly thing. It's not a little manly thing. It's a real spiritual relationship with the Father. We've got to wail out to God on behalf of this world today. Oh, God, we've got to wail out, people. You've got to pray without ceasing. Oh, my God, God needs to hear from us as a nation, as a world. He wants us to bind together all races. We all got to bind together. The enemy is affecting everybody. Oh, my God, he's not. Oh, my God, everybody is a target. Hallelujah. But I'm so glad today. I'm so glad that we know Jesus. I'm so glad that we know Jesus, and I'm so glad that we have a relationship with him. I challenge you today to pray without ceasing. Pray for someone else today, and then after you pray, listen to what God has to say to you. Get your instructions from him today. God bless you all and keep you is our prayer, and we'll be back on the air Wednesday morning at 5:30 a.m. early, rising up to spend a little time with Jesus. God bless you and keep you is my prayer. Be blessed.